SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Oh, yeah, SiriusXM. Place to be here, right here on the Sports Grid Network for hour number two of Moneyline. Phone lines open, 844-843-687. And also, hashtag SG Moneyline. Mammoth Hops just snuck one through. Seattle Mariners Moneyline tonight against the White Sox. Texas Rangers Moneyline against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Two-pick parlay plays plus 149. All right, football tonight. JP, side or total? He's got to go. Is it going to be contrarian tonight? Like, what's his angle?
If he's betting the total, that would be one of the funniest bits of all time. But there's no way he's betting the total, is there?
37 and a half. But I can't get a read on him. He's just going to ride the Baltimore Storm out here, or is he actually going with Washington? The line opened up at 3.5. It's down to 1.5. So some people would say that's good line movement. Sharps are on Washington. Apparently the sharps have been against, you know, Baltimore for eons here, probably in this streak, and just getting their head blitzed. But we'll see if it comes out. I'm going to say he's going Baltimore tonight. I'm going to say Baltimore.
Honestly, I think you're right. I think he is going to back the Ravens streak.
What do you got, JP?
Yeah, I'm going to lay that 1.5. I want to meet the people betting this all the way down to 1.5. So they just don't lose.
We do. I like where he's going on this one. I like where he's going.
Let me talk to you.
That's what he's doing. Talking to the people out there on the streets. And by the way, you ready for this quote? This is the one I was teasing here. From the Bengals head coach, Zach Taylor, and it deals with Joe Burrow. Listen to this quote. I read a little bit between the lines on this one. It made me laugh. Quote, he looks great. Physically walking around as good as he's ever looked. End quote. What? So this, I've never seen this guy walk better than he's walking right now. So he's going to be ready to go. Now, I think there's a little bit of a play on words for Zach Taylor. But the fact that, and then I'm reading like, I told you to be ready for week one. Again, the quote, he looks great. Walking around as good as he's ever looked. So he's not running yet. So how do we know what's going on there in Cincinnati?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. We're probably not spending... Then again, how much time are we going to really spend on this? What's the line for their week one game against Cleveland? I know Cleveland's at home. Is that under a field goal?
I think it is. Let me see. So we got Cincinnati. Yes, Cincinnati Bengals minus 1.5.
So that's moved, all right? I'm almost positive. But that number has moved since the Burrow news.
Yeah, let me see the official opening line. Can I get there? 9-10. We had minus 2.5 for Cincinnati at the opening number at FanDuel. They have minus 1.5 now. A lot of places, though, even including DraftKings, down to 1 in that game.
So this number's moving based on Burrow news.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's fair to say that, you know, him missing this game is very much so on the board.
I don't know, though, is it? Or is it just like, you know, he's going to play but still be rusty in that game?
So what do you think that line is if they go to the remind me who the backup quarterback in Cincinnati is? Is that still Driscoll?
Let's see, Cincinnati. It is roster. Their quarterback depth chart is Sinet, Trevor Siemian, Jake Browning, and Joe Burrow.
Yeah. So it would be Trevor Siemian. What's that line if it's Siemian and not Burrow? Cleveland minus 3?
I would, yeah, that sounds about right. It does sound about right. 3.5, maybe a little bit over 3.5. I don't think it's like a 4 or 5, no. I think you're about right on that one.
Teeters on that line.
Yeah.
Man, that's obviously a huge swing here, right? I mean, just, look, because here's, I always feel, if you miss one game, you might miss another game, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, you missed two games for Joe Burrow. Now, I know this team last year started 0-2, and, man, they looked an absolute mess against the Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys. They lost a Cooper Rush game, I think, if I'm not mistaken, last year. So this is a team that needs Burrow back, might not have Burrow. And then it's just kind of a, oh, by the way, are we going to pay this guy?
Ooh. But by the way, you know, getting back to that point, because I haven't thought about it in about a week now or brought it up. How come he hasn't been paid yet? Well, what are we actually waiting? The templates are all out there. Mm-hmm. Is it like closed on your house where you want to close later in the month because you owe less escrow money? Like, what is the deal here? I have no idea what's going on where this deal hasn't been worked out. Like, behind the scenes, unless it is official, it's like, I don't care what these guys signed for. I'm $50 million better than all of them. Pay me, which I don't think is actually the case at that point. So I can't, I have no idea what's slowing this down. This should have been the minute, or it should have been like the domino effect. Like, you know, you see like in the draft, ooh, the wide receiver run is happening right now. Mm-hmm. I can't fathom he hasn't signed a new deal yet, and I can't understand it.
But I would, if you had to guess, more likely, Burrow's demands are too high, Cincinnati's messing with his money. I would guess it's Burrow because, look, the template is out. It's Cincinnati stubborn enough to be like, hold on, we don't really care what Justin Herbert is being given. We're offering you less than that. That can't be the case, can it?
But that's what it feels like the case is, because that's always been the case. Like, I always get back to where they drafted the, was it Andre Smith? I can't remember wherever the offensive tackle from Alabama was. Drafted whatever, seventh. And they go, well, we had him 12th on the board. It's like, we don't care. The agents are like, I don't care what you had him on the board. You drafted him the seventh. Yeah, but we feel he's the 12th best player, so we're going to pay him like that. Like, that's the type of organization you deal with. Like, it doesn't make any sense where they're coming from, but then again, they get away with it and do whatever, and who knows? But I'm shocked, especially since he got that little calf injury. Like, Joe Burrow's a nice guy. When Joe Burrow goes, you know what? Hear me out on this. I don't even want to blow this point through. Let's talk about bizarro world for the Cincinnati Bengals on the other side. And also, we'll get back to some of these passing props in the NFL that are quite shocking how low they are. It's Donnie Kevin on a Monday, right here on the grid. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Monday afternoon, new week, new money. Right here on the Sports Grid Network, Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh. Moneyline, easy to get involved with the show, 844-843-6879. Or hit us up here at hashtag SG Moneyline. As we're having some fun here on a Monday, getting ready for football season. But talking about the Cincinnati Bengals, I was saying, like, bizarro world. You have to understand, the one thing that you're an NFL owner, Kevin, you print money no matter what. Bad season, good season, it's an absolute license to steal. And one of the things that the Bengals have done over the years is they are not a conglomerate of an ownership group, which means, like, hey, man, I got $20 billion in the bank. I bought this just because I just want to, like, have a trophy and win games and tell all my friends I own a football team. Like, this is the family, you know, if there's 16 people in the front office, 15 have the last name of Brown, right? So that's just the way it goes down. But they have been notoriously cheap over the years, like no practice facility. They basically use the stadium as their practice facility, and the county paid for everything, and good for them. They're trying to make money, and that's basically what a business does. But they've also done some odd things over the years just to spite themselves. Like, if you remember, like, Carson Palmer basically told them, you guys could probably get a pretty good deal for me. I don't want to play for your franchise anymore. I said, fine, we're not trading you. Sit on the bench. And you know what the best part is? We don't actually have to pay you. So at the detriment to our football team, we'll prove a point. We don't care because our bank accounts are going to be full anyway. If Joe Burrow came out tomorrow, plants a story with Josina Anderson. Hey, by the way, talks have completely broken down for Joe Burrow. There's thoughts that he might sit out longer than he should with his calf injury just to make a point. Now, the reason I bring this up is, let me ask you this question. Can you imagine in a world where the Cincinnati Bengals go, yeah, you know, we just can't come to an agreement with Joe Burrow. He looks like he's going to sit out, but, you know, we're not going to negotiate if he wants to sit out. And Joe Burrow sits the whole season. Said, well, that's crazy. No, it's happened before with one of their superstar number one overall draft picks. They've done that. Is there any world where it could get contentious, or just Joe Burrow's just such a nice guy? He just says, yeah, you know, eventually it'll happen, and I already have more money than I knew what to do with.
I cannot imagine a world where he is not signed long-term. It's one of the most no-brainer contracts that you could possibly give out. When it comes to pay, did anybody even criticize the Herbert or Hurts deals? I mean, I'm sure. Look, everybody, you can get anybody to say anything, but largely.
He doesn't want anything yet. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. Like those are hardly kind of real things with with those, you know, quarterbacks there. Burrow is someone that has been to the Super Bowl, been to another conference championship game the following season, and looks like he is the you know, second best quarterback in this league, certainly a guy we consider one of the three best quarterbacks at minimum in the sport. I can't believe that we're in this position. Unless it is Burrow asking for money where Cincinnati goes, dude, what are you thinking? Like, short-sighted here, pal. Like, that's way too much. We're never going to be able to put a team around you. We're not even going to be able to pay Jamar, much less worry about losing T. Higgins. I cannot imagine that Cincinnati would mess around with this player specifically.
But, and also, like, you wait to actually, they've drafted well. T. Higgins was a great draft pick. Jamar Chase was a great draft pick. Joe Burrow, I understand he's number one, but still a great draft pick that worked out for you. Like, if you said, and I've said this to you many times, you take care of those three players, you are going to be good, Kevin, for a decade, no matter what happens and they stay healthy. And it's almost like you get to the point where, like, saying, hey, T, wait over here on the side. Like, T. Higgins is a legitimate number one wide receiver in the NFL that's going into the last year of his contract and is not being paid. Think about that, like what that does from like a team aspect. Like, you know, Joe Burrow's behind the scenes going, hey, man, this guy deserves to be paid. It's my guy out here. It's one of my, you know, top two with Jamar Chase. What are they going to do again with Jamar Chase? Like, are they actually, they can't do this, right, Kevin? Go through this season, then have T. Higgins, you're going to franchise tag T. Higgins. Now Jamar Chase is up for a deal. He's going to break the absolute bank. And then you still have Joe Burrow? This can't be happening. Like, I don't know what their game plan is.
I still think that T. Higgins is playing his final season in Cincinnati. I really do. I know maybe you have some more doubts around that than I do, but it's just the nature of things. But to be honest with you, I don't even care about Jamar Chase. He's obviously a phenomenal player, arguably one of the 10 best in football. You have to get the Joe Burrow thing sorted out. No, nothing happens until the Joe Burrow deal is sorted out. Like, it has to be Burrow. And but here's my question to you, Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
What could Burrow be asking for that has Cincinnati kind of dragging this thing out?
How much higher
could he be going? Yeah.
I actually don't think it's even that. I just think it's the Bengals going, like, just because everybody else signed doesn't mean you reset the market. Like, because the one thing that we do know is, Kevin, they didn't just pick up the phone and say, all right, now that everybody signed, let's talk. I'm telling you right now, they had numbers in line months and months and months ago. And now the price of the brick is going up. And I'm going to tell you right now, Kevin, Cincinnati is holding on to the prices they thought should be the prices of months ago, which aren't the prices now. That's got to be the only holdup. There's no way that he's going to get a market deal and they're fighting over it. I don't think Joe Burrow and his agent are going, like, I don't care what they've gotten. We're going way above that. Because that's not really how the contract negotiations work. But I think it's the Cincinnati Bengals going, like, oh, we were negotiating at this 220 price point here. I don't care what everybody else got. This is what we have your marketability down and what we should come to an agreement with.
If you are right, because I don't think you are. I think it's Burrow's fault here. But look, I could be totally wrong and you might be right. If you are right, we are inching closer on a day-to-day basis to the biggest trade in NFL history. He's going to get traded.
But I don't think so, though. Like, they did not this with Carson Palmer. Like, we're not trading. Now, they ended up trading for two first-round picks because it was absolutely ridiculous at the end of it. But do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like one, like, no, we have you. And you know what? We have you under control for more contract years and also a franchise tag year. We'll bury you on the bench before we give you up. I'm telling you, that's the way Cincinnati is run.
Listen, I'm not saying that you're going to. Do you think Burrow takes the field without a new deal?
Yes, because I think he's on a different wavelength than a lot of players, if that makes sense. I just see Joe Burrow just the way he dresses, the cool attitude, and like I joked about saying, like, I got more money right now than I know what to do with. That money will take care of itself. I just want to play football. I want to be around the guys. Like, that's honestly, like, not from a straight business perspective, which some quarterbacks are, just about the money and the business. I just have a feeling like, it'll eventually get taken. Like, I'm just a cool kid. Like, man, I got enough money. I'm playing football in my home state that I grew up in. This is the greatest life ever, and I already had a number one overall draft pick money through 4 or 5 years, right? That's the way I see it. But I'm telling you, the holdup is not from Joe Burrow holding up and saying, you know what, I don't care if it's 250. We want to reset the market, and I want the same contract that Deshaun Watson got, plus $25 million on top of it. I don't think so. Like, and again, I don't know, but if I'm just looking at this, the way the Bengals operate, the Bengals were coming up with a number in mind. Everybody else is getting signed, and the agent, rightfully so, going, hey, man, I told you, you wanted to wait. The prices keep going higher. Like, no, no price is going anywhere. This is our price. I don't care what anybody else signed for.
Well, but again, I don't know why. See, no, see, because Burrow does not have more money than he knows what to do with yet. That's what this deal is supposed to be. But they haven't given that to him yet. And if they don't intend on giving that to him, Donnie, then we're going to have ourselves, again, some history on our hands here. Like, we've seen guys hold out before. I don't know why Joe Burrow takes that field. If it is Cincinnati messing with his money. By the way, as we have this conversation about the injured Joe Burrow, not the healthiest player the league has ever seen, okay?
It's true. Yeah.
If you're Joe Burrow, you don't take that field until the deal is done. You do not take that field until that deal is done.
So if we're taking a look at the money that he's made here, it looks like the cash details, 29. It's got to be more than that. I'm going to find out exactly what his contract number is. It's pretty good for a number one overall pick. We got a long way to go here left on the show. Phone callers and much, much more. We'll be right back on a Monday afternoon episode of The Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm going to set the table here for Joe Burrow's 2023 season. We're going to get to the phone lines in just a moment here, right? Now, you can see this a couple days before the game. It's practice. Just gets over, and you start to hear this, Kevin. Ready? Now let it play out. Uh-oh. Wait, Joe Burrow's coming up to the podium here? What's he going to talk about here? Takes that podium and goes, not playing game one, and leaves, walks out of there.
Yeah.
And again, the music comes on. Yep. And that's it. That's all you see. Like, he's ready. He's got the Burberry scarf around his neck. You know, I'm a businessman. I want my money. They're not giving my money. I'm not playing opening night.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you this. Joe Burrow says, I'm not playing until they pay me. Do you think there's going to be anybody that takes Cincinnati's side in this argument?
No, they won't. They know, but look, you know me. I've been in these meetings before. Like, I know the way this stuff goes. I'm telling you right now. The Brown family, I mean, it'll be like, you know what I mean? Hey, by the way, Joe Burrow says he's not going to play it for us. We don't got to pay Joe Burrow! Like, you get the music going in the background, and everybody's just, you know, rocking and rolling. Oh, how much more money's in our account over there? It's a ton of money we got. We have so much money in our account. Let's party, order pizzas, get the beer out. We don't have to pay Joe Burrow! Yeah, that's how we go.
You've lost it. You've lost your mind.
That's what I'm telling you. If somehow Mike Brown got out of paying Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, there would be parties all over the place for the Bengals.
Well, then
they would love
it. Just a terrible team? Why don't they just do that?
I don't know. I mean, we said this before. Like, when you have Joe Burrow, you should be like, thank God I have this guy. Yes, I want to pay this. Because for 10 years, we are going to be able to sell jerseys and tickets and hot dogs and beers and parking. And I think they look at it the opposite way, going, hold on now. We're going to pay this guy $50 million a year? No.
I don't know, DRS. I don't.
Yeah. You know what's take we need?
You're confusing me a little bit, though, because I can't really tell what you expect to come from all of this.
I will tell you. First thing that's going to come from this, the phone lines, 844-843-6879. The moose is loose in his great state of Ohio. Joe Burrow out here. I don't know, maybe they take up a GoFundMe down there in Cincinnati. What's up, Moose?
That's it. Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call, and hopefully that boy up north is listening. The great state of Ohio. We don't play cupcakes. from that state up north like you boys do, okay? And this is how I'm going to kick it off. All right, this is how I'm going to kick it off from the great state of Ohio. I don't expect the Buckeyes to make much of a run this year. I think they're probably going to lose two or three games. Yeah, and I'm just being honest about it. But as far as Joe Burrow, DRS, you have to change that music to him. You have to break out the polka, all right? You have to break out the polka. Because them Polacks up in Cleveland are going to be slamming kibbutz parades and drinking beer right out of the Great Lake Erie, okay? But the other great thing about the great state of Ohio is it kicks off with Friday night high school football. Man, there's nothing like Friday night, okay? Then we move on to the MAC, all right? So Miami, all right, we got the Red Hawks and we got the Bobcats. They're going to be fighting for it. But they're expecting another team from the great state of Ohio to win the MAC, and that's called Toledo. All right, now, if them boys up north don't understand that, Toledo is right on the border. All right, we're on the eastern border from that team up north. All right, and I'm talking smack, and you bet. And Joe Burrow, you know what? I hope you stay healthy. But God bless the Cleveland Browns management. I'm not a big Watson fan, just from the accusation. But I think they signed him to that contract for a reason. The guaranteed money is to upset all the other major quarterback signings around the league. You guys are great. I'm looking forward to the fall. I'm out of here.
There you go. That's straight. Yep, it is. Mic dropping actually in the house. Joe Burrow maybe doesn't play. I think he's, again, we know that he's a good guy and he doesn't really care about money. So we start the conversation there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting to think you're playing an angle here or something like that. Like, why you, like, you're so team Joe Burrow, but there's so many other guys you've not supported in their push to get more dollars, and what's actually going on here. I'm trying to, again, summarize your takeaway, which is, if I have this correct, you think Burrow doesn't care about money and that Cincinnati isn't all that interested in paying him. So you don't think Burrow gets a deal done before this season starts. Would you say that?
I would at this point. I would have called you crazy 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when all these contracts were coming down the line. I said, what do we think? Like, oh, it's a matter of days. It's hours now, not even days, before Joe Burrow's agent goes, here's the template. It's real easy. Everybody else negotiated this for us. Let's just sign this, get it done, and move on. And that hasn't been the case, which leads me to believe that I don't think it's Joe Burrow and his agency going, like, we don't care what everybody signed for. It's like the real estate market. Oh, five comps in your area that says it's worth this much. Don't care. It's worth twice as much. Again, no, that's not really what your house is worth at this point. I just feel it's a problem where, again, and I don't know, but I feel like sometimes I have a good intuition on this, where the Bengals have negotiated with Joe Burrow in good faith for months, getting ready for it, only to be usurped by the other contracts coming through, and then the ownership group goes, we don't care what anybody else signed for. This is the timeline we're working on, and this is the structure that we want. And the agent's going, like, I can't do that to my client. Once these guys sign, next in line is highest paid. That's how it works in this business. And the Bengals going, like, we don't care how it works. This is how we do business.
I would say this. If either side was being... No. If Cincinnati was being crazy about this, don't you think it would have come out by now?
No, because I don't think, like, from Joe Burrow's perspective, I think he actually thinks it's going to work out and be fine. It'll be a lot of money and what it is. And he's probably got time on his side as well because, as you said, nobody's going to be on the Bengals' side. Like, yeah, it's a smart move. Like, save as much money as you can. You got other players you got to sign. Like, no, nobody's going to say that. Like, if Joe Burrow comes out and tomorrow, he's the highest paid player in the history of the NFL, you know what we go? Yeah, that's right. Sounds about right. But you know what happens tomorrow if we go, hey, the negotiations broke down. Word on the street is they don't even want to give him as much as Jalen Hurts got. Then you would see him like, oh, here come the Bengals. This is what they've always done here. You don't have to take care of your player. You just have to give him market value. value. And nobody's, even if you said in a couple years, which is a complete lie, look, we gave Joe Burrow $275 million in a contract. We can't go out and go free agent crazy because we live in a small market and we just don't have that. You know what the team players were like? You know, man, all right, but at least we got Joe Burrow and he should be good enough to win football games. But I think they're playing with his money, not on a level of, hey, he wants enough or more. It's just like, look, it's that's about respect now. Like, I'm not asking for more. Give me a dollar more than the last guy signed, and we will sign on the dotted line. And I don't think the Bengals are doing that.
Here's what makes absolutely no sense about all this, right? Three quarterbacks, Hurts. Let's bring Lamar in. Hurts, yep. Herbert, Lamar, Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I told you to pay one of those guys, mm-hmm. you know your answer would be Burrow, yeah. along with 90% of the mm-hmm. other NFL viewing public.
Yes.
Cincinnati had the easiest decision of all time mm-hmm. on their hands. Because for Hurts, you could say, I was kind of 1 year. What if the style doesn't hold up? Lamar, style doesn't hold up, right? That's sometimes what people say. Herbert, well, he's not won anything. One playoff appearance, lost that game, and it was an absolute collapse. Burrow's been to a Super Bowl and followed that up by then going back to the AFC Championship game
mm-hmm.
and was a first overall pick, right? You know, Hurts was a second rounder. Lamar, last pick of the first round. Herbert was high. Cincinnati should have been the first one to sign their quarterback. Are they really this poorly ran, Donnie? It's why I still feel like this has to be more of a Burrow cause thing. It just has to be. It's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Yeah, we'll see the way it plays out. But I do think it ends well for them because even, like, you know, they have to meet in the middle, per se. But it's just so easy. Like, the hardest contract we've probably ever seen was after the Sean Watson gets his guaranteed money. That messes up a lot of things around the NFL because aging, like, oh, look, fully guaranteed contracts, that's where top superstar quarterbacks are going. And the NFL had held strong, like, down to a man. Like, that's a one-off, and we don't care. We will burn bridges of our favorite quarterbacks just to make it a point across the NFL for the future. That's not where this is going. But once Lamar Jackson's deal came through the door, once Jalen Hurts got signed, it should have been like on both sides, like, finally. Like, we're not going to embarrass ourselves by giving him so much money, or we're not going to disrespect him by trying to give him so little. Here's what it is. You take those three quarterbacks, split it right down the middle, and go, here you go, Joe Burrow. $1 more. Oh, look, guaranteed money is this. $1 more. And away you go, and everybody like, you know what? That's a fair deal on both sides. So I'm telling you, Cincinnati's messing around at this point by either giving Fugazi-type years, and we're not going to give you guarantees, and we'll make it trumped up, or we can cut you in 4 years. I mean, that's just what they do at this point, but that's just the way I see it coming out. But if you would have told me again, Kevin, 3 weeks ago, would Joe Burrow be signed before the season started? Almost a no-brainer. And the minute that he got injured with the calf injury, I was like, oh, we're 24 hours from a new contract now. Like, hey, Joe, look, let's sign you. Let's get this over with. Just worry about rehab and let's take off in 2023.
Yeah, and instead, we just hear Zach Taylor tell us that he's never seen anyone walk better than Joe Burrow. And that's all we get. We've not heard from Burrow in some time. And No, man, something's not right about this situation. Something's not right about this situation here at all.
No. We're going to speed through the board here on these passing props. There's a couple interesting guys, but also, a game got rained out in Major League Baseball today, Kevin. It's only the fourth time in Anaheim since 1995. Only four rainouts today is one of those, which is pretty impressive here. A hurricane on the West Coast? Interesting stuff. But let's get back to the quarterback props market. It's a fun Monday right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it on a Monday afternoon. Best advice I ever got. Donnie, just let it rip, man. And that guy was Kevin Walsh. And as we continue down this path here on a Monday, we'll get to the phone lines, 844-843-6879. All right, Dale, get on here. Let it rip. Come on in.
I was the best host on XM Radio.
Yeah. Let's go.
Woo!
I mean, where are we here? JP, get this squared away for us, JP.
He said, "Have you lost your mind?" I heard that last.
I think I have. Yes, I have, right there. What do you got?
Yeah, answer the question. Stop dying.
DRS. Burrow will be on the Bengals sideline, quarterbacking them. I'm a Browns fan. He will be there. They will figure it out.
He doesn't like money, apparently, though. Oh, man. Oh, that's good stuff, man. Couldn't hear anything, which made it even more comical at that point. I mean, my goodness, that was good. I love the passion of that town. I heard it right through the phone, brother.
What did he say
to you there, man? I don't know. All I heard was this. There we go. Away we went into the. I think he said I lost my mind, and then he said Burrow, I think, will be there.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't think he likes money, and then broke down again at that point.
Yeah.
So.
That's exactly what I heard as well. I didn't get anything after you let him know that Joe Burrow is out on money.
Yes, correct. Out on money there. All right. You want to speed through these topics here? Because I got some other good ones here. Justin Fields.
Oh, God.
17 and a half touchdown passes. 17 and a half. I'm in on all this stuff. You give me something around 17, Kevin, for a guy I expect to be there and play 17 games. How are we not going over? And I don't even like the Bears offense.
I know you're doing
better than last
today.
Year, though.
What's his yards this year, Justin Fields?
I don't know. Let's see here. You're messing me up here.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I know
let's
you don't
go,
getting redirected.
Passing props. I got to scroll all the way up. Let's see what we got here. So go regular season total passing yards. That's true. Control delete got me right there. Here we go. Boom. 2775.
This guy's going to, if he doesn't throw for 3,000 yards, how is he their future quarterback? Explain that to me.
160 a game. 160 a game. And again, it's not like, hey, Kevin, come on, man. It's his rookie year. Leave him alone. No! 3 years. He can't throw for 160 a game in his third
that's
year?
Impossible. That's impossible.
But he's going to be the MVP?
He has to be able to blow past that number. Mm. I mean, I'm not talking about get over that number. I mean, absolutely obliterate that number.
Yeah.
He should be able to do. Should go 1,000 yards over that projection.
Kenny Pickett, 17 and a half touchdown passes. Again, he's supposed to be the starter the entire way through. If he doesn't throw 17 touchdown passes, the Steelers don't go 500. How about that?
Well, they did it last year without him throwing 17.
But different circumstances, though. He's going to be throwing the football more, which means if he doesn't throw for 17 touchdown passes, he's just throwing crazy interceptions then.
Well, let me ask you this. The part of it where I agree is that wide receiver room is
like
one that we trust.
Yeah.
But Donnie, they threw 12 touchdown passes as a team, and one of those belonged to Chase Claypool last year.
Yeah.
And they found a way. I'm just saying, like, they didn't. Look, I'm going to put it to you like this, Donnie. You saying that they're, how does he not throw for 17 and
yes.
a half is not enough
yep.
to get me to the window.
Yeah, it is. You should, every time I say that, you should be pressing the needle down. Well, this is an off-topic one. Lamar Jackson, 23 and a half.
Mm-hmm. He should beat that number. But again, his passing yards number, Donnie, is again the because all they keep talking about is how much more he's going to throw. Like if they want at the goal line, mm-hmm. Run that read option or just let J.K. Dobbins finish things off, that's fine. But his passing yards number should be way over this season.
Yeah. Let's get back to the phone lines. We'll try it again. Hopefully get a clear line here for Red Tail. Get in here, Red Tail. Talk to us here on a Monday. Let's go.
DRS hung up on me.
There we go. We had to push the eject button. It's getting too heated.
But I'm freaking laughing like K-Dog now.
Yep, exactly.
Anyway, I'm telling you, man, I'm a Browns fan. Burrow will be on the field in week 3. Do you want money on that?
Who's going to be on the field week 3?
Burrow.
What about week one?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I thought I heard a phone ringing in the background. So like one of the old school ones. What happened there?
Where is he?
Wow.
Where is he? This is my new favorite bit. Music. I hope he calls it again.
Holy moly. I mean, man.
He said he's going to be back week three.
That was a good one. He'd be back week three for that game. What about week one at that point here? Oh, man. I'm for the ages here at that point. We keep things interesting here on the phone. That's why I love the phones, man. Sometimes you never expect where you're going to get there. So there we go.
If he calls in again, JP, you put him through. Those are the rules.
Man. By the way, hashtag SG Moneyline. Jordan tweets in, a lot of Bears games going over this year. Fields going to throw over 17.5 touchdown passes. I think I'm going to take every single one of these 17.5 to the over. I can't even believe what's going on out here.
Do it.
Parlay them all.
No.
Don't
parlay them. Just bet them all straight.
Somebody's going to get injured and it's going to mess it up for us?
Yeah, there's nowhere they all go over.
All right, who else do we have here, by the way, on this? Mac, how about Mac Jones? You interested in Mac Jones? If I don't tell you the number, what do you think Mac Jones is this year for touchdown passes?
19.5.
You saw that already or what? You just thought it was right? Nice. No, good guess.
Just based on some of the numbers, obviously we've been doing this all show. You know what I'm saying? I get a sense of what. But let me ask you, do you think Mac Jones is potentially get benched this season for Bailey Zappi?
Man, it's... I say yes. I really do. Mm-hmm. I say yes because I would normally say no. Like, let's just say if the Jets did not get Aaron Rodgers and still had Zach Wilson. If Tua Tagovailoa, let's just say, retired like 3 weeks ago. Like, you know what? My heart's not in it. It's just not safe anymore. The reason I bring this up is because that would mean that the Patriots will probably be in it for the majority of the season, either A, to win the division, or B, to make a playoff spot. And you wouldn't want to make that change. But they're picked to come in fourth in the division. If this doesn't start off well, Zappi is going to be in there. I honestly believe that.
I agree. I think it's pretty obvious that Mac Jones is fighting for his Patriots career this season. I don't think they've, you know, done wonders to give Mac Jones much of a chance. I think Mac Jones is an easy guy to pick on, but the craziness of the Matt Patricia OC thing is something that you can never slander enough, truly. Just one of the most ridiculous decisions ever made by Bill Belichick, and I just... Mac Jones getting benched to me is reasonable because I'm not as in on that team as you are. I think, you know, you feel like they can certainly be competitive week in, week out. And I just worry about what this team's going to bring to the table overall, especially within that division.
Yeah. By the way, there's one. I was on with Ben this morning, and, you know, we're going over a couple teams here. One of those teams that came up with the Dolphins, which is so tough for me. And the reason why it is Tua Tagovailoa. If you could tell me, Kevin, he plays 17 games, I'm so interested in the Dolphins. I think they'd be so much fun. But I can't bet anything that has to do with the Miami Dolphins and if Tua Tagovailoa is playing or not playing. It's the only team in the NFL I don't have any definitive stance on other than to say, well, if he plays the whole season, they'll be good. If not, they won't be. I can't put any money down on it. I just can't.
Yeah, the thing with Tua, though, do you feel... It's such a tough subject, but do we worry about his concussions maybe a little more than we should? Like, or is this idea, like, remember when Derrick Rose was like, man, like, Derrick Rose, an injury-prone player, it feels inevitable. Like, this, it's very sad because it's a very serious thing. Like, that's why, again, it's a little touchy of a subject. But, like, do we enter a season almost expecting a concussion? Like, that's very uncomfortable to even think
of. It is uncomfortable. And that's the old, because you never know when they could happen. Like, we were getting concussions on a Tuesday morning or whatever from Tua, from something that happened Sunday that we didn't even see. When you... It's one thing, like, I understand, like, the thought process, right? Oh, once your knee's bad, it's always going to be bad. Well, I mean, if you tear your knee, rehab it, tear your knee, rehab it, tear your knee, rehab it, it's like, okay, well, try again and they'll refix it. Like, with the brain, it just feels like, you know, over the years, the one thing we've learned is once you get concussions, they sort of get easier to get. And that's the issue. And it's like, hey, if I don't know how to fall down, I'm going to try to, a jiu-jitsu guy to teach me how to fall down. It's like, man, if you're really going to that lengths here, I hope all the best because it's a shame. That's a fun franchise when Tua is right. Otherwise, I just can't bet on them is the way it comes down to.
Yeah, but I think that ultimately that is the right decision because you're not obligated to throw down on Miami and you just bet them game to game. Like if you're in on the Dolphins, right, let's just say, I'm not saying you believe, but let's just say you think the Dolphins with a healthy Tua are the top three team in football. You just bet on them game to game and you'll be fine just going through that lens.
Yes, absolutely. And again, that's a big part of why we think the AFC East is so special, because you're looking at and saying, okay, if Tua is healthy, forget about the New England Patriots, who again, they get a little bit of a bad rap because of the division they play in, but the Buffalo Bills, the New York Jets, the Miami Dolphins, I mean, if they're healthy just going toe-to-toe each week, that's fantastic stuff. But again, you're not going to go toe-to-toe with Skylar Thompson for the entire season for the Miami Dolphins, and that's just the way it works out there. So that's the way I look at it. By the way, the Moose is on the line here again. Can we get Moose up here, JP? Squeeze him in here before the break.
You know what? God bless Red Tail. You know, he's having trouble with that communication because of the hills in West Virginia. And my brother from another mother, God bless Cleveland Browns as well. And I support you, Red Tail. Let's see Burrow on here in game three. I don't know if that's, you know, Ohio Browns math, but you know what, Red Tail? I love you to death. Call back in. You guys have a great. I'm out of here. We'll see you. Bye.
There you go. We'll see if we'll see if we get Red Tail after the break here. We'll get it a couple minutes after that. We'll see if it clears up. Maybe he's through the tunnels of West Virginia. Where's he? Going through a little coal? Was he in a coal mine over there? Driving through West Virginia?
I don't know.
Running through?
Nah, yeah. It's a tough scene. It's a tough scene. He tried his best.
Now here, we're oddsmen here, right? What are the odds after the break we have a clean reception at a Red Tail? That's what we can bet on, right?
That's a risk, man. That's a risk.
Well, anyway, we're going to get a clean phone call, or we'll probably laugh right into the afternoon here once again, because that's provided a lot of entertainment for us here. But we do have one more segment to go. Take a look at some MLB stuff, and also SGP for me, which does have a pitching change. But I'm trying to find out, K-Dub, if that pitching change means a full change or just one of those, hey, you know what? Pitcher was scratched because he's got an opener now. So I'm going to try to find out where we're going with Joe Mantiply going up here against Seager and Lowe for those Texas Rangers. But a decent Major League Baseball card tonight. Nonetheless, we'll review that next. Have some fun and then send you on your way. It's Donnie Kevin here on a Monday afternoon right here on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick little segment before we get you out of here for the afternoon. We're going to try this one more time.
Red Tail, you're up. Congratulations. Let's try it again.
Where are you at, Red Tail? Talk to us today. Please be clear. I got money on this. Let's go.
Does this sound better?
Oh, man. There
Whoa.
We go. Yep, Kev owes me. There you go. Me. I trusted you, Red Tail. What do you got, brother?
All I'm trying to say is I'm a Browns fan.
Okay.
And Burrow will be on the Bengals team in week three. Money will be figured out.
So you think, what do you think, he's going to miss the first two games?
He might hold out. He might be injured. But he will be a Bengal. He'll get his money. He'll get his
there
money.
Okay, Dub.
Let's see.
I mean, Bengals are cheap asses. We know that.
Yep.
And the Browns will beat them in week one.
Oh,
I love Moose, by the way.
Yep. He's there. He rides for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there we go. Be there in week three, K-Dub.
Works for me, man. Look, I mean, it's one of those things. Not many people are talking about it, but we are, and I think we're doing the right thing by talking about it because you know, a false start and Joe Burrow's not there week one, we try to warn the people.
Man, it's going to be crazy. I need this because we just take that for a grain of salt. The guy's walking around, he's fine. Is it going to be rusty? How's it going to be? And a team that desperately wants to beat them week one? And also, you're talking about division game as well. So it's a lot of important stuff. And my goodness, how much fun is week one going to be coming up, though? It's just the whole thought process of a Thursday night football game, and you know, you got a full week of college football. You blast off then in the Sunday and Monday night. You got the Bills and the Jets. Monday night football, September 11th. What a week. Like, the NFL did it right, man. Bangers all over the place, and I'm excited to let it watch play out. But that'll do it for the show today. A lot of fun all the way around. 9 games in Major League Baseball. Make sure you follow me and Kevin there on Twitter. JP, behind the wheels of steel. It's Kevin. It's Donnie. We will see you tomorrow on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.